I'm saying is in I'm saying that in the term Garish itself, it sounds like it's a permanent get out of here, drive away, don't come back. That's like the implication of the term. But Shilach is sending now. Sometimes sending comes back, sometimes it doesn't come back. Now, in theory, you may want it to be permanent, so you'll send it again and send it again. Like Shilach Kan, you have to keep sending it. But Garish sounds like it's a permanent driving her away, get out of here, don't come back. That's a more appropriate term to be using here. But it doesn't use that, it uses the Shilach. So I'm saying, so the next question to ask, again, we'll get into saying this, that, so if that's the case, apparently the Gemara is holding, or the way Rashi is learning, is that if it would have said Vigaresh, Vigirsha, then you would have said it has to be Be'atzma. You'd have to do it yourself. But since it says Vishilcha, it's implying that you don't have to do it Be'atzma. So my question is, why, if it would have said Vishilcha, Vigirsha, does that mean that the natural thing would be that it has to be Ba'atzma? What is that? And what's it accomplishing by not saying that to kind of take it off of that implication? Yeah, okay, good. Okay, good. So I think you're also saying good that. So that if it were the case that the concept is that it's not just sending her away, but it's a din of gerushin, of being megaresh her, of sending her away, like forcefully, get out of here, don't come back, if it has that type of action, so how halachically would that be manifest? Because it's a very nice, like, there's a nice connotation there, but where's the halachic expression of that? You know what I mean? Like, that's all kind of subtle, you know, there's no saying don't come back is not a part of the halacha of gerushin, and whatever you're going to do and the way you're going to look at her doesn't halachically register in the thing. So even if you were to say that the halacha is that it has to be to drive her away, what halachic nafkamina is there for that? Like, what's the expression of that halachically? So the expression is good, is that it has to be ba'atzma. Because the only way, what differentiates an action of gerushin and an action of shiluach is the gavra. This is the internal world of the gavra, is that if a husband is married to the woman and he's upset at her and he's there's an involvement between them, then his action will be a maisa of gerushin. Because only the Baal could do a maisa of gerushin. You can't have someone else do gerushin. Gerushin isn't just a mechanically it's the same exact action. Here you go. Here's the guy. What's he doing? He's not shoving her out the door. But when the Baal who has the emotions in the area gives her the get, he's being megaresh, or he's driving her away, because he's, the sending away is built upon the whole emotional, the interpersonal emotional framework. And therefore, that's defined as a mitzvah of gerushin, of sending away, of driving out. It's like driving out. But if you use the shliach to do it, it would simply be like a mechanical thing. Okay, here, go ahead, go out of here, leave our house. You know, it's not, it can't transfer the quality of driving away. Because if you're really angry at someone, for instance, and you really want to tell him off, or you want to do something bad to him, you don't tell someone else to do it for you who's not upset at the guy, because you know it's just not going to work. There's certain actions, what are you going to tell him? Give him something to read, it just doesn't work that way. There's a gavra, certain actions or certain qualities exist because of the internal of the reality of the gavra. So if the halacha was vigirsha, you'd say you can't do vigirsha through a... Because what does it mean, vigirsha? It doesn't mean you push her. It's the only way you'd be able to do it is to have the Baal. If that was the action, as a maisa of being megaresh or driving her away, then it would have to be the Baal doing it, because the shliach would never be able to create that conceptual activity. But since it says v'shilcha, it's teaching no, that we don't demand that conceptual activity. All it has to be is simply sending her away. You're accomplishing the fact that she is sent away. And it doesn't have to have the connotation of driving her away and of breaking, you know, it doesn't have that. Vishilcha is simply she was here and you're sending her there. So what's the difference? That's just like the mechanical action of the gerushin without the underlying gavra of a megarish. You know what I mean? Because in a megarish, you're doing two things. You're sending her, but there's the gavra which takes this sending and makes it not just the sending but a gerush, a gerushin. So this is a shilcha, it means it's minusing out the component of the gavra's gerushin, rather it's simply the mice of sending away. So that you can do it through a shliach. What's the difference? Sometimes you do it through a shliach, does it? So it's purposely not using the gerushin to teach you a nafkamina, that this mitzvah, this mice could be done even through a shliach. That's what I said, v'shilach. So you could ask, So, but why did it do it? Like, because the reason why I said it is that this is what Gershon is, right? So, it's, the Hamina was good. Hamina was good. That Gershon isn't just sending out. Gershon is driving her out, breaking the relationship. They're married. They have a relationship, and you got to break it, to be a kores, you know, so... It seems to me that would be an appropriate ma'isa. So when by the Torah is setting up shlichos, you'd rather have the havmina than the maskana. And the Torah is, could we, so to speak, fill in somehow from the maskana? Could we defend the maskana or something like that? Okay, good, but I think you have to take one more step. So let me ask the question differently, which is that, what do we call it? We do call it gerushin, right? Somehow the name did stick. Even though the Torah never used the word, it is called Gerushin. So, it seems to be that the Havmina was right in a certain sense, that it is Gerushin. I mean, it's not just sending, it's not Shiluchin, it's Gerushin. So it seems to be that they really, that is the nature of the thing, that it's Gerushin, that you're really sending her, you know, driving her away. I mean, that's what it's called. She's called the Grusha. The Kohen is also the Grusha. I mean, I guess that's what Torah calls it, that. She's a Grusha. But it doesn't. So the question is, how does she become a grusha? She should be a shlucha. And so it doesn't seem to be that the Torah totally undermined the havamina. It just, so where is the din gerushin come from, so to speak? If it were a maisa gerushin, I understand. But anytime it's maisa shluach, so then what happened to the shema? So what happened here? So I'm thinking like this. Maybe we'll have to pursue the answer further. All right. But I think the answer is the din gerushin is in the chafza shel gat. Because what's it called? What's the Torah call a gat?
Sefer krisos.
Sefer krisos, right? Which means a sefer of cutting, of breaking. Right? So the identity of the sefer is one which, and that's manifest in the sugyas. That's why I say maybe tarchiyah. And the davar kores bein ol vein on. There are halachos about how you have to write the gat in a way that the lashon is mashma, like an absolute break. It's like, doesn't leave things over. Like, I think if you have it, like certain tanaim, get tanai in there, that it's not an absolute break, but you're mishal, you wanna, or like, I think it says if you wanna divorce her, but you so and so, you can marry anyone else except for Ploni. So in theory, you could do that, but the problem is then it's not a full break. Then you still are partially attached, still have some sort of a tie. So the halachos of the chafza shall get are such that it's a sefer krisos. So the din krisos is like is the breaking, not just sending. So the din gerushin comes from the chafza shel gat. Is it not? The havmina would be, you would have thought that the din gerushin has to be in the maisa gerushin, and the maisa gerushin involves the gavra. It gets its shame. The maisa gets its shame through it being the gavra of the baal and not anybody else. Kamash malon, it's v'shilcha. It's the maisa is really one of the shiluach. It's not one of gerushin. But the shem gerushin comes from the chafta shel gat, that it's a sefer krisos. Because of it says, "Kigiach shibalav ayulah simsachem beinav kimasav erstaver v'chosav la sefer krisos." Not some yada v'shilchem beisal. So that's identity. The conceptual identity of the gat, and as manifested in halachic structure, is one of a kores, which means a total severing, break, absolute break of the any tie between them. So it's like it's manifest halachically in the halachic definition of the chafza, which is manifest through the halachos, through the sugyas, that is the identity of the gat. So how is it a din of gerushin? Oh, because I gave her a chafza shel sefer krisos. How did I drive her away? Not because of the way I did it, but because of the chafza which I gave her, whose identity is one of gerushin, is one of krisos. So it's like a conceptual gerushin. It gets its through the manner which I could drive a guy out of a tent, out of my apartment. Like I could drive him out, like a tenant I want to evict. So I could drive him out by just taking him and shoving him out, or I could put some sort of a threatening eviction notice, you know, or a subpoena to court, or I don't know, some sort of strong language. It's not the maisa that I did isn't a violent maisa. It's not a strong maisa. But the chafza which I used to get him out, I didn't just write, please leave by tomorrow. I said, get out by tomorrow. Otherwise, you know, I gave him an official document. You know what I mean? So the quality of gerushin can come about through the chafza by which you accomplished your shiluach with. But the maisa is really one of shiluach. Yeah, the saying is that the natural limud is And the why the Torah did this, by the way, could be because of the reasons you were suggesting, which we'll get to, we could mention, but that might be why the Torah did this. But the limud is that if the concept of gerushin is one of driving away, and therefore, you'd say that should be in the chasa, that should be in the maisa, it should be a total through and through gerushin. That should be the way the Torah should set up, and the Torah should express itself that way. The girsha mibesav, that's the way the Torah should have written. But it didn't, it so to speak took the edge off of it, and it wrote b'shocha, where the action which it used is a passive, is an action which lacks the umph, behind it, in order to emphasize that the maisa is not a maisa girsha. It's a sefer krisos, the chavtza is a chavtza of krisos. But the maisa is a maisa of shiluach. It's a passive, peaceful maisa. Now it could be what Johnny says is true, is that it didn't want it to be like a heated type of a kedusha, like you pointed out. It's like even if you have kedusha and not nisuin, there's a din of gerushin. Even though there's no there's no relationship, so to speak, because it's breaking a halacha chal hashem. And the idea of gerushin is not just in terms of nisuin, really, like in Ben Noach, you just leave. You don't need a get, but the get is based upon the halachic designation. So it didn't want it to be like a heated, emotional type of. That's not the nature of gerushin. It's a halachic, it's kedusha, and it's a breaking of halachalos. But it is a permanence, and it does have the quality of gerushin because you're sending her away. But the way it did it is that the quality of gerushin exists in the mind through the halachic structure of the chafetz shel get and the sugyas. It exists, and that's the kedusha. Is that? That a guy, the gerushin is like a violent action, and the quality of force comes from the emotional action of the gavra. But now the quality of gerushin, which has the existing gerushin, but it comes about through the halachic system and the definition of the chafsa which you invoke to bring about the gerushin. You don't just say get out of here and shove her out, but you give her a halachic shtar. You make use of a shtar, whose halachic identity is a sefer krisos, and you just nasan biyada. It could be the Torah, it sounds like that. It's like a very peaceful type of an action, have a nasan biyada, v'shelcha v'beso. It's like, sounds very peaceful, So it's specifically, but it is gerushin, but the gerushin exists in the halachic world, in the conceptual identity of the chafza, not in the forceful action. But that's like why the Torah would do it, So I think it's a good move. I think it's it's very nice once you see what the Torah did halachically, So that's, I think they go well together, And Daniel mentioned also, I think it could also be true, is that practically speaking, if you'd be forced to do a bit of atzmo, you'd have more agunas, and the Torah is concerned about that kind of thing, and Torah doesn't want to make it reasonable for a person to be able to give a gat. So that's could be also true. A lot of factors involved in the Torah. You want to be able to. That's true. Also, you're just saying also that it should be like. Of course, you think about it. It's like writing in a get. It's part of the idea. It's not supposed to be just like stam. You get heated and you send her out and you throw her out of your house. But you have to create a halacha chafza. The chafza is a conceptual identity of a sefer krisos. It's a good idea actually, because you see by a kohen. I don't know if you guys know about this. I don't know if you know about this. Probably not, or maybe you do. But get mekushar. Get mekushar. It's funny halacha, but it's Baba Basra. Get Pashat. There's Get Pashat and Get Mekusha. Get Mekusha is a Kohen. There's a real problem. See, if Yisrael wants to divorce his wife in a heat of rage, so fine, he divorces her, and he can just remarry her. As long as she doesn't marry someone else in the interim, so you're allowed to remarry Yavi Machsi or your Grusha. So what? You get heated, and then you marry, take her back. So it happens. You just, It happens, yeah? Okay. Yeah. But the thing is, by a Kohen, he can't do that because she's a Grusha. And you're not allowed to marry Grusha. So the problem is, if Cohen gets in a fit of rage and he divorces his wife, then he's got problems because he can't take her back. So this Chazal, the Torah, set up this thing called the Get Mekushar. What's this? So you write a get, you have to write like a line of the shtar, and then you have to fold it over and you sew it closed. And then you have to write another line. It's like a whole process of writing a get. So it takes a really long time to do. By the time you start figuring out how to write this thing, you end up calming down, and then you end up, you don't give her the get, and then you'll dissuade her from, But it could be as good as that. It's a furtherance of the whole idea of get, which we're saying is that in get, part of the thing is that it's taking the emotion and making a kedusha, putting in a shtar. By Kohen, it's going further in that concept. It's like you have to be more peace of mind. It's not just sound like a practical thing, but it could be it's an enhancement of an idea which already exists in Shlach and Get in the first place.
Right.
So, but here, it's true. The difference between Shiluch and Gerushin is that the Maisa of Gerushin is a different Maisa than Shiluchin, because it has this connotation, this emotional component. But the fact that it's a different type of a Maisa, in general, would make it have a different effect, because the fact that you're being Megarish someone, they don't come back, in general. And when you do Mishaleh someone, they do come back. So in the Gerushin, it's supposed to be you don't come back. So the not come back component of the Get is not in the Maisa Gerushin, but is in the Chafza of the Get, which is a co-race between all the Veinah. And you do the sugyas, you'll see. I mean, there are nafkaminas. This idea of the co-race, this is actually a halacha, so the Get. It's a primary halacha in Get, that it's an absolute co-race between him and her. It's severance. Totally severs. There can't be like kind of hanging ties in the nafkaminas, like Tanai, and I think there are others also. But, yeah, chafta, correct. It becomes garish in my virtue, not of the instinctual heat, you know, tied action, but by virtue of the halachic conceptual structure of the chafta shel get, the star. So it's like a conceptual garish. But either way, I mean, the chafta shel star reflects the idea that it's permanent and it brings about that result, and that's what we call it garish. It is garish, but it doesn't mean like the instinctual, you know. It's a sophisticated type of a garrison, you know what I mean?
More sophisticated.
Correct, for sure. Yeah, and I think it's good, by the way, that idea that when he said, Nah halacha, kol de matan Torah, he also mentions that when you're on a divorce, you have to use a get. So I think that's good, because the get itself is also part of the Kedusha of matan Torah. So not just that it changed the Kedusha, it also changed the garrison. They both changed, you know? It's good, it fits in very well with the idea. Because others bring in get, this is not the garrison, it's the chazishos. He says no. Is that the method of breaking the yishus has also become it became kedusha and instilled with kedusha. Very interesting. Okay, so I guess that leaves us for next time. That she could use the shliach. So in theory, you think once you say that he could use, once you say that he could use a shliach, you think what value is there in her? But I make a shliach. Who cares if my wife is ba'atzma or with a shliach? I can understand the personal action between me and her. But once you tell me I could have a shliach, so why would I think that she can't use a shliach also? I need a separate limud for that. So that's a question. But you need a separate limud apparently, and then what is the limud? And then you have the shliach or the shliach also.
Okay, Tony Reb. We're going further in the Gemara now. Tony Reb Acha Aricha. Kame the Rav Chinina, Hamavdul b'Tfila, Meshubach Yoser, Mimi Sheyavdul Alakos. So we have a different brisa that makes this statement, which is seemingly at odds with the idea that we've been working with. We've been saying that Mavdul b'Tfila Tzach Sheyavdul Alakos. Okay, but now we have a brisa which states that Mavdul b'Tfila is Meshubach Yoser Mimi. Sheyavdul alakos. Okay? That, so as one who's mavdil in tefillah is more praiseworthy than one who is mavdil alakos, which creates the impression, obviously, that each one is separate. That one has a choice. You don't have to do both. You could do A or you could do B. And then, since that's the case, he's telling you that A is preferable. Okay? V'im hivdul bazu. And if he was mavdil in both, Yanuchulo brachas al rosho. So then, you know, he'll have blessings on his head, so to speak. I mean, it's a good thing. So the Gemara says, Hagufa kasha. This itself is a contradiction. This statement. One part of the statement contradicts the other. Amrit ha-mavdol b'tfila. You said that mavdol b'tfila, meshubach yoser, mimi sheyavdol alakos, is more praiseworthy than one who is mavdol alakos. Alma tefila lechuda sagi. Thus, tefila by itself is sufficient. V'hadar tani, and afterwards you taught emhivdil bazu, that if he was mavdil in both, yonuchu lo brachos al rosha. He's saying it's more. See, it's more than merely contradictory to the idea of mavdil b'tfila uvakos. It's more than that. It's a problem. He's saying it's an impossibility. Why? Because he says, v'kivin denafik le b'chada, iftar. That is, he's questioning the very possibility then. How can you be, if you're saying that this is l'chuda and that's l'chuda, so then how can you do both? Why? Because there's a basic problem over here. And that is, the kivan de nafik le b'chada, once he was yotze. And as you're saying, you could be yotze with one. Once he was yotze b'chada with one of them, iftar, he's putter. V'hav yibracha she'en etzricha. And now, the subsequent havdalah becomes what we call bracha she'en etzricha. An unnecessary bracha. And that's a category in halacha that you're not allowed to, you know, to put yourself in a situation where you cause an unnecessary bracha. V'yama rav, v'itema Reish Lakish. Is that Reish Lakish?
Yeah,
I think so. V'yamrila Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, v'yamri Tarvayu. Okay, so they both say, Kalam avarech bracha she'en etzricha. Whoever utters a bracha which is not necessary, over mishum losisa, he violates losisa shem Hashem melkecha lashav. That's one of the aseres adibros. That is to mention God's name in vain. One second. There is a issue among the Rishonim as to whether this is a nisser of lo sisa midiyoraisa or midirabanan, if you notice. Okay, I'm not taking that up right away. But I just want to, most of them seem to say it's dirabanan. You're mentioning God's name in vain. But let's get it clear. Give me an example of a bracha shen tzricha. Are we talking about where a person just makes a bracha motzim lechem in aris and doesn't eat bread? Or what does it mean by bracha shein tzricha? In other words, what I'm saying is like this. See, what I'm saying, a bracha shein tzricha is not a simple case of a bracha levatala. Bracha levatala is where the bracha has no validity. It's not a bracha altogether. A bracha shein tzricha is a bracha which has validity. But you didn't need it. You could have eliminated it. It's additional. It's not necessary. Clear. If you have a apple and a banana in front of you, you can eat both. So you're supposed to make the bracha on the eats first. Then you make the bracha on the adama. Because if you make the bracha on the adama is more inclusive. It'll exempt the apple. How old is that? Nevertheless, there we say you should make more brachos. The reason for that is because it is a greater shevach to make the exact bracha that's pertinent. So there's a reason to say the. In other words, it's better to say the borei priya eitz on an apple than the borei priya adama. Borei priya adama, b'di'evid will exempt you, but it's not the choice bracha. So therefore, you do make more brachos than quote unquote necessary. You see, but that's not ein atzricha. That is tzricha because it fulfills a purpose. But where? There's no need for it. You're just being gorei more brachos. For example, you have in mind just this particular. Then you go when you have in mind. Then you eat another one. You eat four different, and therefore you cause unnecessarily. You cause a separate bracha for each one. You see, so that's called bracha shein tzricha. Any situation where you are gorei, any situation that is any time you do something to be gorei an unnecessary bracha. You didn't really need this bracha. That's called bracha she'ena tzricha. So now the Gemara is saying that how can he make havdalah if he over akos, if he already made, if it was yotzei in hailechudakai, that is to say that it's sufficient, that he fulfills his obligation with havdalah b'tfila, because then it becomes a matter of a bracha shein tzricha. Okay? Okay, so what does the Gemara conclude? Ela eimahachi. So the Gemara says, no. That's not the way you should read it, but say this way. Im hivdil bazu, velo hivdil bazu, yonuchalo brachas arosha. That is, if he was mavdil in this one, That means in tefillah. And he wasn't mavdil in alakos. Then yanuchalo brachos. We have a machlokas, right? So it turns out that this halacha that we've been learning, that mavdil b'tefillah tarach she'yav alakos, and then we took up the other side, mavdil alakos tarach she'yav b'tefillah, that he's mavdil b'zu. On the other hand, you have another position which maintains, not only is that not the case, but it's usher to do that. It's usher to do that. So, what's the machlok? See, the real problem for Bracha Shana Tzricha would be, according to this opinion, would be if you're mavdil b'tfilo. Then you want to come to be mavdil al kos, it's a Bracha Shana Tzricha, because you already fulfilled your chiyuv avdola. You see? So if that's the case, you're not allowed to do it. We say to the contrary, you're mechuyev to do it. It's a big machlokas over here. What's that issue? Okay. The place to begin, it would seem, is this position, at first glance, seems to be firm, makes sense. And that is, there's a, bracha she'ena tzricha. Once you daven the shachris, you can't daven again. If you do, it's a bracha she'ena tzricha. Because you davened already. Unless you have the phenomenon of nedava. You can daven a tefillas nedava, but you can't just daven a tefillas chov. Nedava. No. So therefore, okay, so once I could be yotzei, I have a chiyuv avdalah. I could be yotzei in tefillah. Or I could be yotzei in kos. No one's disputing that either. Everybody agrees on that. So you have two avenues, so to speak. Choice. So you were yotzei in tefillah, so that's it, you were yotzei. Now you're going to make a bracha, it's a bracha levatal, you don't need it anymore. That seems very good. So now the other side, the burden is shifted to the other side. How do they answer that question? Exactly.
I didn't hear what
they said. It's not the side which holds the way we're asking, you do it in both, and that it's not a problem of bracha levatala, a bracha shein tzricha. It's because they're saying it adds something. They're saying there's something in havdalah lakos which is not to be found in havdalah mitzvah. And that is, as we said, it's a greater kiyum of hodaya, shevach, because it's a bracha b'tnei musa. We said two things. And also it's alakos. So that's a good question. Why the other side says that you can only do one, and betfila is more meshubach. I'm not sure why they consider that more meshubach. It could be because of the idea of ikur takanta. That was a good point. You see, so now they're saying that what do you mean? It's not considered in the tzricha. Yeah, in terms of whether I fulfilled havdalah, but there's a separate mitzvah that I'm doing it in a different way, in a way which is a greater expression of Shevach Vahodaya. So it's not identical. It's not identical. It's if it was identical, it didn't add anything, so then you're right, it's Ein Tzricha. But since it's not identical, it's something new, it adds a new dimension to Avdala, so it's Tzricha. Assuming, now it's a matter of methodology, because now the question is, so what does the other side say? Now that we've shown that there's, it's not just duplication, but there's an additional kiyum, so now you have to go back to the other side. Well, what do they say? So why is it in a tzricha? It is tzricha to have that extra kiyum. So one can say that they argue and hold that there is nothing unique. There's nothing. It's not a greater kiyum to do it a la kos. It's just that there's two avenues, A or B. They created two possibilities, A or B. And okay, so that would be one way of framing it. If you say that there's nothing unique to Avdalah ala kos, indeed they say that tefillah is meshubach yoser. We're not clear why it's meshubach yoser. I'm speculating perhaps because of ikur takanta, as we explained yesterday, that in that manner in tefillah it's kavua, it'll never be removed. But if it's dependent upon wine, so it's more unstable. Because sometimes they'll get poor, they won't have wine. So, but if that's the case, so then it's going to boil down to that question of whether it's just two opportunities. Okay? As we said, you can't just make Avdala. You have to either you put it in the framework of tefillah, or you put it as a bracha b'tnei musa ala kos. But one is not, it's going to be a machlokas. It's going to boil down to whether ala kos is a special kiyum. And yeah. Yeah, I want to try and approach it from the angle. See, because to have machlokas, you have to have a starting point where both of them agree. There's a point that they both, a takeoff point. They both agree, but so let's assume that they would all agree that there is a kiyum, a special kiyum, even though you made it a betfila, but if you make it al kos, separate kiyum of havdalah al kos. I want to attempt an explanation along these lines. Assuming that even if you were to say that they agree, the second position agrees that there's a kiyum of havdalah al kos, the question, however, would be with regard to the matir of a bracha. Under what circumstances is it permitted to make a bracha? Or under what circumstances, what determines whether it's tzricha or ain't a tzricha? How is that measured? How do you measure the ain't a tzricha factor? Okay? Is it measured, that is to say, the heter to make a bracha has to be substantial, quote unquote, substantial in terms of substance. That is, that it's essentially needed because you don't have the kiyum. You see, or you didn't fulfill the chiyuv. You have a chiyuv havdalah. Okay, so what's the matir? The matir is it comes to fulfill my chiyuv. Okay, now once I fulfilled my chiyuv, there's no heter because the heter has to do with the chovas agavra. If the chovas agavra is fulfilled, so then you can't make another brach. And thus, it's Eina Tzricha is measured. Eina Tzricha is measured in terms of Chovas Hagavra. If you say that the Chovas Hagavra was fulfilled in Tefillah, so then you can't do it in Kos. Even if you say that Kos provides an additional Kiyum in Havdalah, see, that's the issue. Is that sufficient? In other words, the fact is it's not Eina Tzricha because it provides an additional factor which was not present in the first one. That's the machlokas. We hold that the havdalah lakos is not eino tzricha. Why? Because true, you fulfilled your chiyuv in terms of havdalah, but there's another dimension of havdalah. You see? So as long as it adds something, in other words, as long as it adds a kiyum, even though the chovas agarva is fulfilled, so then it's not eino tzricha, it's tzricha. Because the first one didn't partake of that. You see? If you want to, even it provides a certain accident that was lacking in the first one, that's sufficient. That kiyum is sufficient to give you a heter to make the bracha. But the other side says that no, that it's got to be substantial. So if you daven and then you forgot to make havdalah, so now essentially you're lacking in havdalah, so now it's tzricha. Havdalah lakos is tzricha because it's measured in terms of the gavra. The gavra is lacking in Chovas Havdalah is unfulfilled. So from a substantive point of view, he needs this. You see? If he's lacking in terms of fulfilling his Chiyuv, so then he's permitted to say it. Indeed, he has to say it. And of course, that's Tricha. Tricha is measured in terms of the essential Chovas Agavra. But if he already fulfilled Chovas Agavra, and you're saying, well, he could have an additional Kiyum, that's ain't a Tricha. Because it's measured from a purely substantive point of view. In terms of substance, it doesn't matter. But if it's measured in terms of the enhancement of the mitzvah, that it adds a certain dimension to the mitzvah, that's what we have over here. That is to say, that in terms of the Chovas Agavra, he fulfilled his Chovas Agavra. But in terms of a dimension of the mitzvah that he's lacking, that's the question. Is that sufficient? That dimension of the mitzvah, is that sufficient to give the matir to make a bracha? That creates a matir for a bracha, and it's now no longer in the category of Eina Tzricha.
Said on kos, but they didn't do tefillah.
Yeah. According to this side, which has the problem of bracha she'ein tzricha, okay, according to this side, what would be the halacha if he makes it ala kos? First, the one that says that you can't do both. The one that we just learned that said that Hivdil bazu v'lo hivdil bazu yanuchelo brachos al rosho.
Or there's nothing wrong.
I would say that even according to this position, even according to this position, which says that if he's mavdil b'tfila, he can't be mavdil al kos. It's brachos and it's richa. So now, but the Gemara doesn't discuss that. What about them? Let's say according to them, you are mavdil al kos first. And now you come to daven. Now, do you have to say it? Well, you can say Meshubach Yoser. There's a phenomenon of Meshubach Yoser. But Yeah, but we're saying that's not enough to just add a kiyum, because you already fulfilled your chiyum of Havdalah. Yeah, but I would say like this. Going the other way, going from Kos to Tefillah, you don't have the same problem. Because the whole problem was Bracha Shein Etzricha. But if you're going into Tefillah, you don't have the problem of Bracha Shein Etzricha, because it's subsumed in the Bracha of Atachon Antano, Atachon Ilam Das. It's not a Bracha. Maybe, perhaps, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, who had a Bracha, a separate Bracha, a fourth Bracha, maybe you'd have the problem. Yeah. But if we put that aside, the way we do it, that it's not Koveya, a Bracha Bifnei Atzma, and it's subsumed within the context of an existing bracha, you don't have the bracha, you don't have that problem. So then you could say that meshubach, whatever the shevach he has. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not a problem. You don't have the bracha. I'm sorry, you don't have the problem of bracha shein tzricha going from kos to tefillah, because it's in the framework of tefillah. In tefillah, you could add things to tefillah, provided that they make sense. Motzai Shabbos, exactly. Traitor. The way we paskin, the first view, clearly holds that ala kos is greater. Indeed, the Rishonim asked the question when they said ikar takant is betfilah. They said, what do you mean? The ikar is really in terms of the greatness of the kiyam, it's b'havdala. Because as soon as they became wealthy, they removed it from tefillah and put it. So that's the choice. According to our view, that's why I didn't even want to attribute that the other view argues with this point. But according to our view, the choice, the prime Havdalah is ala kos. That's the best. That's the highest level. Okay? And the only reason that they put it back into tefillah is because in terms of the institution, the permanence of the institution is a very important consideration. So in order to assure the permanence of the institution, they masak it in tefillah. Because that way it's going to be permanent. Okay? So then they said, if you're mild with tefillah, because of the kitakanta, permanence of the institution. But because of the shevach, the heder, so to speak, the kiyam of tefillah, of avdala lakaz, yeah, he's supposed to do it. I was already yotzei, doesn't matter, as long as there's an addition in terms of the kiyam.